Former President Donald Trump continues to falsely claim he was robbed of a 2020 victory in Pennsylvania. Courts repeatedly rejected those claims, and two state-mandated ballot audits confirmed the results. Secretary of State Veronica DeGraffenreid, meanwhile, had good things to say about both elections this year. She emphasized that view on election night in November.
Today's election in the Commonwealth went well, and we had no major or widespread incidents to report.
Yet Republican lawmakers say constituents kept asking them to do something about what they call election integrity. That notion, rooted in Trump's election fraud lies, led the GOP to try for policy changes in a number of states. In PA, a House and Senate committee spent months digging into the election system, and lawmakers approved a bill implementing their ideas, like new voter ID rules. But Governor Tom Wolf vetoed it over the summer. Republican Representative Seth Grove of York County brought it back in the fall.
I think we did a great job of increasing access with the right security features, as well as a modernization.
The Senate's Republican majority, meanwhile, launched a separate election probe over the summer, but it's stalled right now because of a lawsuit. Democrats and advocates, like the ACLU of Pennsylvania, argue the GOP is improperly trying to get voter driver's license and partial Social Security numbers to do it. The group's legal director, Vic Walchek, says there could be consequences if the state releases that info.
Those are effectively the code that you need to be able to ask for an absentee ballot. So there is the possibility for serious mischief here.
Commonwealth court judges are expected to rule in the case soon. I'm Sam Dunklaw in Harrisburg.